Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk some Stars and Mavs here. Stars begin the regular season tomorrow, but we have already seen the beginning of hockey. We talked about Utah taking it down. We talked about Florida earlier, but Dallas starts tomorrow on the road against Nashville. So what I kind of wanted to dive into that I thought was really interesting.
They're running around. The Stars are running around in the park in Nashville right now.
Are they?
Yeah, there's pictures that they posted up on their
site. Oh, nice. Gotta keep their wind up.
Yeah, hey, I saw a video this morning of Jimmy Johnson saying that if you are fatigue makes cowards.
Yes.
So you be in the best condition, you won't be a coward.
Does he still do those pills that you have to vaguely refer
Viagra?
To?
Viagra?
Yeah, but he doesn't call it that, right? It's like Extends or something. He's like, it's for you, for men.
Yeah.
And they have to dance around. It's a sex pill.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if it's the ones that, you know, make you feel like that, or if it's the ones where you're in your bathtub, you know, sitting over looking at a sunset with your wife. I don't know which one it is, but I've just always trusted Choppy on that and gone with Blue Chew.
Okay. You know, that's the way that is a great point. Do you guys want to start with the Mavs or the Stars?
Stars.
Okay. For the Stars, they have taken a distinctly different route to reload. I think we can agree both of these teams are just reloaded and still have chance championship aspirations. Yep. Fair to say? Okay. So what did the Stars take a look at doing? Well, they have a lot of young players. Obviously, Wyatt Johnston, 41 points as a Stars rookie. The people are off the page excited about him. And what happened in the meantime? Joe Pavelski retired. So instead of going with more veterans, and I realize they have veterans, and obviously Ben, Sagan, Marchment, Duchesne are all like still a part of this team, but you move on from Joe Pavelski and expanded contribution from Wyatt Johnston. What about Stankoven?
Mm-hmm.
What about Bork? Like, they have said, hey, we feel good about our youngsters. Now, you could also make the argument, and we feel less good about our salary cap space, so we pretty much have to move the youngsters up. But you've seen the Stars are like, hey, We lost one of our older players to retirement. It was probably about time. Let's lean some more on the youngsters.
I mean, a lot of minutes have left the Stars.
True.
You say Pavelski, Dellandrea, Suter, Tanev obviously was that. Foxa, Hakanpaa.
That one still hurts.
Craig Smith, Wedgwood. Like, a lot of minutes on ice are gone. But one of the biggest factors last year for the Stars was they weren't as fast as other teams. They didn't have the speed.
I agree with that.
And late in the season, that gave up on them. You know, like, they still could play their game very well within it. But they didn't have the speed to keep up with these other teams whenever you have what the Oilers were doing to them.
And I realize Wedgwood is a goaltender.
Yep.
And I would probably take Tanev out of this group just because he was awesome last year. But don't you think eventually the Stars view, let's just stick with Bork, Stankoven, and certainly Johnston. And they're like, we think the ceiling is higher than every single other player that you listed for all three of these guys.
Yes, absolutely. And again, add in, they think that there's an element of speed with the youth that comes along with it that they could add to this team that is going to be more helpful to them. Now, the Dumba addition is still, like, he's at the end of his career, but maybe that speed element isn't there, but he's a defensive player, so you're really hoping that he can add some smarts to the game.
He feels like he has Suter written all over him in terms of the potential to become the most divisive player on the Dallas Stars.
Suter was the one that I was like, effing Suter. Every time something went bad, we were all texting in our group going, effing Suter, and then he'd do that one thing good, and you'd be like, but still, all right.
Now, we talked yesterday about how many people are high on the Stars.
Nobody's high. Kevin,
oh, my
let's
God.
Let's just make sure that we sell. At noon o'clock, everybody's on their lunch break, getting ready to go back to work. Nobody's high. Is that what you're saying?
No, definitely not. What I actually am curious about is, are more people high right now or high on the Stars?
Okay.
That is actually a question I don't know the answer to.
A lot of green there in that discussion.
Yes, that is a, man, and surely, look, follow the law and everything.
Follow the law.
Surely there's a strain of weed out there in the Metroplex called Victory Green, right? There has to be. And if not,
hashtag bang.
I really wish I would have filed some sort of trademark for that ahead of time. All right. Who will win the Stanley Cup per The Athletic? And this is why I wanted to hammer home kind of the favorite or co-favorite status. Because here, Edmonton runs away with it, 46%. The next highest team is the Dallas Stars at 21%. No other team in the league is higher than 10.7% via The Athletic. So you see, again, huge, two-thirds of people have got the Stars or the Oilers. Could the Stars finish runner-up? They're also seventh in runner-up. So that means you look at the selections. Almost 30% of folks from The Athletic think these Stars will be in the Stanley Cup final. Whether they're winning it or whether they fall, 30%.
That seems like a lot.
Have the Stars up there. And so that's just another example of, you know, like how much hype is behind them. I know hype doesn't always translate to success, but I guess I'm good with having hype.
I think the element of top heavy with the Stars, like they were so veteran built, you know, that the experience was built into it. That is a little bit of a concern making it through. I guess you're happy Wyatt Johnston's been through it. He's gone through the seasons. He's had that experience. Robertson's gone through it. He's young, has the experience for it. But they were so, I mean, they had that built in where your role players and some of the guys who were very big players for you were veterans that knew what they were doing. This might be a couple of learning curves. So I'm interested that they have them in that check mark. But I guess that goes to DeBoer and what the leadership of this team is right now.
And then I wanted to tell you one more thing about The Athletic before we switch back to weed and then the Mavericks.
No, we're not talking about weed.
Oh, okay.
Although a lot of the texters have now.
They always do. What percentage of The Athletic writers do you think pick the Stars to make the playoffs?
100%.
100% pick the Stars to make the playoffs.
Yeah, with that many people saying they're going to win it, they definitely feel they're going to be there.
And so I'm really excited. We'll talk more tomorrow and get your predictions for the Stars season and everything along those lines. However, I really like some of these answers.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The 214. I'm mostly high on the stars, but I am a little baked right now. So
good job.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You guys wanted me to read these.
There's a couple of them that I was really hoping you would read.
Of a gun. From the 817, I'm rolling up that victory green right now. I'll contend that's a stars cut. Whenever you replay it, I'm like, that's clearly for the stars. From the 561, seems like the stars got worse on defense, but added some offense in the offseason. All boils down to Otter at the end of the day, LFG. And I'm really curious how his replacements do, because we had all gotten really comfortable with Wedgwood, because one of the concerns I think about Ottinger is how much he has played in the regular season and potentially getting a little dinged up along the way. So if you get good second line goaltending,
oh man,
then you have to feel great about the Stars maybe even having home ice throughout the playoffs.
If you can go a few stretches to give Ottinger that rest that he needs.
Yes.
And, you know, again, his sharpness was kind of, you were like, he's not that same dude. He's not the shutdown guy I expect. But you get him in that place where he can be, man, that'll be huge for this team.
I think that you make a very fair point. A lot of people on the fan text and the Twitch and the YouTube right now are making some very fair points. Let's shift gears to the Mavericks. So we talked about it. The Stars lost a lot of games played, minutes played, like you said. Pavelski leading the pack in terms of probably name value and experience. What about the Mavs?
I don't feel like they lost anything.
Exactly. And so what did
they just added to a championship team?
And what did they add?
3-point shooting and defense.
And they added, well, let's start with
No,
you're right. Let's start with Clay, though.
Yeah.
They added an older player.
Mm-hmm.
And where the Stars got rid of a lot of experience and also tried to keep the cost down, and they're bringing in the younger players, the Mavericks went for a veteran. They're like, hey, I'm not looking to get a rookie in here or a second year player to be a starter.
Yeah.
I know a couple of the players they picked up are on the younger side, but the marquee enhancement to this team is Klay Thompson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does Klay Thompson
bring? Although Quentin Grimes is getting a lot of love from Najee right now.
That is fair. But Klay Thompson, he's never shot worse than 38.5% from three-point. His career accuracy is 41.3, and he shot more than 6,000 three-pointers. So you don't get much. He's the Joe Pavelski of experience, just in terms of, well, he's also won championships, I guess. But just in terms of, like, if you're looking for experience or specific skill set, Klay Thompson's your guy.
The other thing about that is, like, you can look at Tim Hardaway Jr.'s three-point numbers and be like, yeah, he's got quality three-point numbers too.
Yeah.
But the difference is the consistency with Klay. Now, is he still that guy? Lots of questions. I think the three-point shooting, when he sees that there's nobody around him, or when everybody, when Luka and Kai see that there's nobody, there aren't double teams on them because they can't leak off of Klay. That's one of the things you're gonna realize, and you're gonna go, man, this is really pretty basketball that we're watching right now. And last year, Kevin, with PJ and Gafford, it was two guys coming from teams that had never weren't good. And they weren't going to experience playoffs. Now they got the finals experience that they want more of. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing how they take it to another level with their game, as not just as role players. Because I think your three mains are Lively, Luka, and Kai. And then the rest of those guys are role players, but they're high level role players.
You know, it's really interesting. I know Klay Thompson is older, but you talked about Najee Marshall and Quentin Grimes. They're 24 and 26.
Yep.
So not old by any stretch of the imagination. The three that we mentioned for the Stars are 21, 21, and 22. So they're like, hey, we're going...
just out of their diapers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's...
compared to, like,
that means I am, too.
Yeah, compared to, like, Jamie Benn.
Okay.
Who's been in diapers most recently?
I guess I see your point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Ben's on his way...
Oh, my God. I was worried.
He would punch me in the face.
I was really worried that that is exactly what you were going to say.
Skate at me.
Yes.
Which he's almost done before.
You've already run afoul of Jamie Benn in the past. So, logically, you're thinking Luka, Kyrie, Klay, PJ Washington, and Derek Lively to start. Now, I know for a lot of people, you don't care as much about who starts as who is in the last 5 minutes. And we've started to kick that around quite a bit.
This is as excited as I've been about the Mavericks. And I hope that there are a lot of fans out there that can get as excited as I am, because this is the most talent that I can ever remember being on the roster at one time.
Okay.
And I say that, I know that championship team had a lot of guys, but felt like those names, Kevin, were names where you're like, he might be done.
Yeah.
They just happened to be, they had had that experience and were so close so many times, they were all ready for the win. And they battled their butts off for it. But it felt like they were closing out their primes. This team right here has a lot of people that are about to enter their prime, are in their prime, or just at the end of their prime. And so that's where I'm really excited about where this starts and where it ends. I don't care about the final five as much, because I think the entire game is going to be fun to watch offensively and defensively. That's the thing I like the most.
Now, if you missed our discussion about this in Crosstalk, the one unfortunate part is the loss of Dante Exum. It did get reported this morning he'll be out approximately 3 months. I do think that's where the addition of Dimwitty comes in as maybe being more valuable than you think. Not to say that they're exact same player, but if you look at your guard group, you still feel like Kyrie, Quentin Grimes, Luka, Jaden Hardy, and Spencer Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie's role is probably going to be different than it was when he was here before.
Agreed.
And if he can accept the role and understand how, again, kind of like PJ last year, maybe he's not the guy that gets the assists, and every time you look in the box score, you're like, what did he do? When you watch the game, you'll see it. You're gonna go, oh, whenever Luka and Kai are out, he spelled and was able to help as the veteran, help this other part, this other B team, go out there and stay close, or even take a bigger lead because of the way they play. I hope he accepts this role, because I think Jason Kidd has a really defined way he wants him to play.
And I will look back into this. Somebody asked about Luka's injury. I remember when we went over it, contusion. They said they would check him again in a week, but there was no concern that he would miss the opener or anything like that.
I was so afraid last week, Kevin.
I know.
Of a bruise.
Because the
contusion's a big word for bruise, Alex.
That is...
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Corey.
Did you? I was about to say, did you really not know that? But
like Bobby had a contusion on his hand. It wasn't broken.
Okay.
Very would have well been funnier done. If it was. So.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.